the bottom of page 64, the name of the parak is Simchas Ishman, the Kudus Chaim Ashayachas Shaloi. We're learning one of the biggest sages in the Torah of Al-Sham, in all of Torah, each person is created with a certain tafkid that Hashem Yisbarach has made all of the conditions of that person's life to be able to be mitzi min ha-koyach el-apoyel, this tafkid in creation, that man was created, the tzelem lakim, the tzelem and the mus of a human being, that man was created in God's image, means that the same way kivyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates yesh mi'ayin, of course a human being can't do that, but the simcha that a person has of being able to be Isaac in the ayin, in that emptiness that Hashem has given him in his life, to be able to change that emptiness into somethingness, into yesh. From there comes the chedvas hayitzira, the joy that a person has in being in that way, like Hashem, being a creator. And therefore, even when it comes to something which a person becomes, people very often become very frustrated and upset with having to be involved in what they feel is the klala of a daily parnasa. But even that, the ikkar is not the moment. So we're talking about whether the person gets this money or that money, but the ikkar is the parnasas hanefesh that comes from a person being able to be in that tafkid, in that world that he's in, meeting those people and being in those situations that he is from day to day. So the tachlis is not the money, but the tachlis is that in that part of his life, in that nekuda of his life, his avayda is to be bring out what his karchis mana, all that he is mana karchel apayel. On the bottom of page 64, v'chein ma'isim shebechal yoy. And therefore we see all the time, ma'isim shebechal yoy. V'anoshem esher maskurta misakev ezeh chadoshem avim. It's not uncommon at all when we find people who haven't been paid for a long time, who haven't gotten paid. It's not a good thing. But v'im kol zayis ba'odam boim al ha'avayda, nevertheless, they continue going to work. And even though, obviously, it's terribly frustrating not to get paid for what you're doing, but as far as the work itself is concerned, as far as the actual work is concerned, there's a simcha that they find in that. In Kol Zabayim, Ela Avayda, Maitzim Chayin V'Simcha Ba'amolam, that a person to work hard and to be able to carry out his work and his job, even if he's not getting paid. Yesh shebehem shemidchila bikshu limchais v'nedru min havayda. Sometimes a person protests at the beginning, he hasn't gotten paid in a while, and he won't go. He won't go for a certain amount of time. Ach ad mehera evchina ba'atzmam. And here he's thinking that I'm not going to work, I'm staying home, and I'll learn half a day. So after half an hour of learning, one half of one day, he feels that this is not his inyan. So he comes a little bit, he goes out, makes a few phone calls, takes a coffee break, and he misses work. That doesn't mean that he misses everything about work, but he misses being a productive person. He misses his chelik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, that for whatever reason that came about, that's where he is, and that's what he's supposed to be doing. So in the beginning, maybe the person won't go to work, he hasn't gotten paid. But in a short time, a person sees, and not everybody, depends on how strong this is in a person. In a healthy person, there's going to be a feeling of terrible emptiness, a dryness. The person is thirsting to do something, for malacha, for pula. He might find something else. He might get involved in something else that he wanted to do for a long time. Because that's the yeyud, that's the tafkid, that's the tachlas. It's for a person to be Isaac in malacha in this world. Al kain, machmish shlei nitpeshu lahanish es atzman. Since a person is not so foolish to punish himself kedei lahanish achem, in order to punish other people, ozru oiz loshuv al havayda, they strengthen themselves to go back to work. Lamrais hakol, despite the fact that they haven't been getting paid properly or haven't gotten paid in a while, leimer hovu malachiv havayda ki benav shemini. Even though the whole time I complain about work, I don't like going to work, it bothers me to go to work, but lamaisa, without it, the person feels that he's not accomplishing. Maybe it's not so pleasant to think about this. That many people return to work after a long vacation, and there's a certain clarity that they feel that before the vacation it wasn't there. That b'meshach hashanah svurim hayu ka'emes havayda she'alayhem. Throughout the year, the person is convinced that the weight of the work that's upon him, hu shegayrim lehem lebal yosku b'meshihinam chafetzim b'emes, that because of this burden that I have of work and having to go every day to my job, I'm not able to do those things that I really want to do. Which they think, they imagine, this is what I would be doing if not for the miserable circumstances of my life that forced me to go to that job. This is what I would love to do. I would love to spend all of my time doing this. The work that they have to go for panasim. And the whole year there's a certain bitterness about what I would be doing, what I could do, what I would enjoy doing if I wouldn't have to go into the office, if I wouldn't have to go to the job site, whatever it might be. But perhaps, depending on how long the vacation is and all the conditions of that vacation, it's an interesting thing. They discover that all the time they were saying that if only I would be free, what I would do, I have so many things I wanted to do, why be free? And they realize that now that they're free a little bit, they don't do those things. They do a little bit, but they don't do what they imagined the whole year, that they would be mamish in this Indian when they have some time off. A little bit, but the way I said, they're not completely immersed in that inyan. And as the days pass, people begin to feel in this situation, again, they keep quiet about it in a very subtle way. B'chashoy means in a subtle way. They don't talk about this, they don't say this. But shehinim is gagim ma'at lo shuv l'avayda, that they actually miss being at work a little bit. Again, people have at work different things that are particularly upsetting, this individual or that job. But overall, this is not uncommon at all for people to feel this. Because at work, there's a certain chiyas that comes with doing something, with accomplishing something. Sha'ata chaser lahem. And it's missing now. Even though they feel I'm free, I can do whatever I want. So what are they doing? There's a whole industry of now that Baruch Hashem, that people are able to live longer than they ever were in the past. It's a gewaldige thing because of all the progress that has been made and that is another thing. So people are able to live longer. So now the Shah is, so what am I going to do? So what are all these people going to do? Used to be that a short time after retirement was pretty much they were finished. It was over a bottle. Now, Baruch Hashem, people can live much longer than they used to. And the shayla is, so what? To do what? To be Isaac in what? And I've seen many, many older people that have volunteered to go and to be part of something, to go and to try to contribute something. And even the whole life is saying that when I have time, then I'm going to read through the entire, Britannic encyclopedia. I don't know if the people read that anymore. But when I was a kid, there was a big encyclopedia. Britannica Encyclopedia. That's what I want. My whole life, I wanted to read everything, every Shakespeare that every sonnet that Shakespeare wrote. Not only to read it, but I wanted to also write on it and have all kinds of chidushim. And I wanted to on this Indian, or I wanted to see, you know, every single, you know, Yankee game that I missed for the past, you know, 65 years, or every single Twilight Zone that I couldn't watch. I'm going to catch up, and then, oh, my wife, you know, I've neglected her all these years. We're going to have such beautiful time together. We're going to spend so much time talking, and we're going to walk together. We're going to go there and do that. He misses being in the office. The same place that every single day he was cursing, I got to go back to this horrible place. I hate going to. I can't stand it. Of course, if a person has this desire to sit and to learn, and to be Isaac and Chassadim and so on, then that's something that in that kufa of his life, that's his tafkid, and he feels tremendous joy and fulfillment in doing that. But many people, that's not how it works. Yesh mehem sheyutu liras bekach griusa. Some people, when they think about this, they feel a little bit embarrassed, and they see it as something which is not so good. Yizbayishu al ha'akara. It's a little bit embarrassing to realize this. Sheizbar al ha'am, that it became clear to them. Shelo omal noldu. It says in Pasuk, Adam la omal yulad, that man was created to work. Chazal say, there are people who are zeichet that the amelus is entire, but not everybody's zeichet that they're amelus is entire, but Adam la omal yulad. And the fact that man was created to work hard, that is something which many people discover, they realize, when they have a lot of free time, and they don't feel that they're actually, they don't see that, they're not, even though they're so happy to be freed from the amelus, maybe they wouldn't mind getting an hour more sleep in the morning and being able to come home an hour earlier. But in general, the recognition that Adam la'amal yulad, the man was created to work. Shebeladei ha'avayda chosel hem b'simcha sechaim. And not being very much occupied with something takes away the simcha sechaim, that a person doesn't feel the joy of life. The mahalach hashana, v'roisam shagdonim hamasmidim al talmudam, during the entire year, while they were busy at work, and they see those individuals who are masmidim in their learning, they sit day and night, mismedrish, nichamus atzmam, they always try to be menachem themselves, shagam hayu oisim kach, and they always say, like, you have a lot of these people that they don't like to give money for kailam, they say, sure, you don't think I would like to sit all day? Sure, I would like to sit all day. I'd like to see them sit all day. All these people that say, I would sit all day. Do you think I would like to sit all day? You think I like going to my office? You think I like making all this money and having all these people work under me? You think I like that? I would love to learn all day. Well, who could do such a thing? Someone's got to pay for all these yeshivas. Someone's got all these speeches. You see how we'd manage sitting in the bismedrash. 99% of these guys. I would love to learn all day. And then give them, they have, after 2-3 days, and they said, they're totally off. You're retired. You can sit and learn all day. So they order all the different svarim, they get, and they come in there. One day, a few hours, and starts to, they start, the lunch starts to get longer, and different things, and then they don't come back at night, they're really tired, and it's not how it is in life. And they felt more of a simchas achayim. Same way when a person is in bismedrish, and he's not being productive in bismedrish. I don't have to tell you what's going on with that. How many guys are in yeshiva, and how many yungalites are hanging around, not in the drashim. They're not happy, they have no simchas achayim. They're miserable, broken people that they don't want to be there. They don't know what to do. Someone told them they have to stay here until they're 22 or someplace. They have to stay until they're 35, 40, or else they're embarrassed and humiliated to go out and get a job and so on. They don't want to be there. They don't feel happy. They don't feel productive. They don't feel that this is what they were created to do. They know that Torah is important, and they would probably sit and learn for an hour or two every morning and night. They believe in that, but they're not able to sit a whole day. It wasn't their tafkid. It's not their tafkid. And someone told them that it's everybody's tafkid. They heard 1,000 speeches like that, and then it was really too late, and they're sitting there, and they're walking around. If you've never met people like this, you can go to you can go to Yerushalayim and B'nai Brak any time during the day, 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, and You could interview people on the street while they're walking around. Why are you walking around so aimlessly at 2 in the afternoon with a little shopping bag? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing? The person is living such a life, he has no Simchas HaChaim. And if he has no Simchas HaChaim, then the house there's no Simchas HaChaim. And the children are Tzibrochen, etc. On the other hand, if a person is, the person doesn't have to be a brilliant person, he can be a regular guy. But for whatever reason, the Rebbe Shalom, his inyan is to be in that, so then he has a simcha and he feels productive and he's excited and he looks forward to going in the morning, he looks forward every minute to learning. If a person's sitting in the Beis Medrash, and I'm not talking about when you're in yeshiva as a kid, I'm talking about when someone's paying you to do that, and you're sitting there and you're not feeling a joy of being able to learn. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and he was telling me that there's a certain Indian of a boy that he started to go now to school. He was in yeshiva for many years and started to go to school, and it came out that he hasn't opened up a sefer in over a year, even though he finished school the semester that he ended a month ago. He hasn't opened the sefer. When I say open the sefer, it doesn't mean a Rabbi Akiva Eger. He hasn't opened a chumash to learn parasha. He was learning yeshiva all his life. So the explanation for that is that it's a struggle. It's a struggle. I thought it's a lot of fun. I said, why is that a struggle? What's the struggle of learning? You're telling me that you're in school all day, but if you're off, or if you have, I think Shabbos, you don't go to school. Yontif, you don't go to school. What's the struggle? It's not miskasha to the Indian. And of course, it's heartbreaking. It's a heartbreaking thing. He doesn't feel any joy in that. Akdekach, he says, the struggle. There's a struggle if a person's working 10 hours a day. How could he find the time to learn a little bit? But not if he has 12 hours, 13 hours of nothing to do. And all the tests are finished. He finished his finals. He's off for the next 3-4 months. And he says, it's a struggle? Why is that a struggle? I thought that's a lot of fun. I thought that's the most enjoyable thing for you. Aren't you a bentari and you're learning yeshiva your whole life? It's a struggle. These lashonis, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. It is a struggle. If he would believe that he was okay in God's eyes by being an El Chabalabas that would go to school and go to work and to learn an hour and a half in a day, then he wouldn't be struggling with it. But he heard too many speeches and he feels too guilty, he feels too empty. And the attitude which came out talking to him is, it's either all or nothing at all. It's very simple. When I was in yeshiva, I was learning all day. I'm worthless now. I'm a worthless person, doesn't learn tired. That's what came out. It's either all, when he was in yeshiva those years, all, or nothing at all. And nothing at all includes videos and television and all different things. It's part of that nothing. I'm a nothing. He heard that. So he feels completely unproductive in Torah. So this is a terrible, terrible problem people have. The Simchas HaChaim is not there. You could go into, you walk into the Medrash, you see the guys that are happy and that they're excited and that they're steiging, you see the guys, they're just doing time. They might as well have a crayon on their table and cross off the days like in a prison and to write over there until they're able to get the pretty little shidduch. Until they think that they're, until it looks good enough that they were yotze, that people think that they learned somehow, that learned yeshiva long enough. They don't want to be there. You look in any yeshiva, you walk in here for 2 minutes. First of all, if you come there at 9 o'clock, 9:15, the guys that walk in, 9:30, quarter to 10, you know right away. You should might as well tell them why don't you turn around and go someplace else. I don't mean one time. I mean, the guys that come in every day, quarter to 10, 10 o'clock, you should just say, sorry, there should be somebody standing at the door saying, why? This happened to you already 5 times this month, 10 times this month, you're showing up quarter to 10. There's no other job in the world that you could do that. Go get an education, go find a job. Make yourself happy. You're not happy over here. When you're happy, you come not only on time, you come early. Same thing with davening. Is everybody coming late to davening? They're not happy davening. When you're happy, you come not only on time, you come early. If you like something, I don't think that's so complicated. It's not so complicated. When I was a kid, we went to the movies. If there was a shaita that came 15, 20 minutes late, everybody's yelling at him, sit down, you idiot, sit down. Because he came 15, one guy came 15 minutes late, and he was waiting for his popcorn or something, and he came walking down the aisle, and everybody's saying, what are you doing? Sit down, it's the middle of the movie. I don't see anybody yelling, someone comes in 10 minutes late to daven. What are you doing here, idiot? Davening started 15 minutes ago. Are you an idiot? The place is half empty. Two-thirds empty. Past the time of davening. Why? Because they're not happy. They don't feel productive. What am I talking? Who am I talking? What am I doing? Where? I don't know. So they have to go. But they're not happy. When you're happy, you come on time. No? Anybody disagree with that? If you're happy and you love doing something, you want to be there. Yeah, that's just a Yetzirah.
No, I'm late all the time. I'm
late. You didn't have to do that yourself. We love you anyway. It doesn't make a difference.
I like to come early. But whatever I do, I'm coming late. Anyway, just 10 minutes. Lama.
You know, Yitzhak, there are some very big tzaddikim that relate also. So there's a famous thing they say about Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, when he was a little boy, they had a hard time with him. It was very hard. So they had a lot of interesting stories when he was little. So his father could never get him out of bed. Reb Chaim Brisker didn't want to get out of bed. He's a little boy. He couldn't get out of bed. So finally, you know, his father pulled him out of bed, and he was dragging him to shul. And when they were going to shul, they found on the street some money. So his father said to him, look, Chaim, you see, you see what happens when you get up early for davening? Hashem sends you a present. Here, the money is yours. You can keep the money. So Chaim Brisker said, what do you mean? The person who got up earlier than us, he's the one that lost it. he lost the money. But then he said, and his father once said, the Beis Halevi once said to him, he said, you look at, aren't you embarrassed? The Yetzirah is up before you. You're not embarrassed. So he says, that's not a kash. The Yetzirah doesn't have a Yetzirah. I have a Yetzirah. Yetzirah doesn't have a Yetzirah. He does what he's supposed to do. There are people that want to be, but Emes, I'm not talking about if it happens every now and then, but if a person be Emes, in the Pnimish of the Pnimis, he wants to be someplace, then it happens sometimes like this, like that, but on a regular basis, if a person be Emes.
I am on a regular basis for that.
So then you have to work at other, so you have to work at. Listen, that's your Indian, and we all have, each one of us has bigger Indianim than that. Halavai, we should have, I'm not saying that this is like, that's something you should have long years to work on. All of us should work on each one, and we have to. But this is a person to be. There are people who have an inyo with time. Maybe it's other people have. There's certain people that there are people that have a chronic problem with time, how to do things on time. That might not be what I'm talking about. That has to do with a certain problem with time. In other words, if it's only by davening, that's a bad sign. But if a person shows up late to the simcha, they show up late to work, and they show up late to this, then that's a separate thing. That's a problem with time. It's not a problem with davening. It's a problem with time. So that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when you have a person who b'derech klal b'abizman. When he has to do things, he comes, he does what he has to do. Only when it comes to davening, that's already a problem. I'm not talking about when there's, in general, an issue that people, there are many people who have an issue with time. An issue with time. They don't have some discipline when it comes to time. That's also a deep problem, but that's not this problem. That's not this problem. That's something else. But I think we all understand that this is true. And the person, this person thinks that he says, he looks at these masmidim and they're learning, and he says, Nichem osasam shagam hayu osam kach, that if I was free, I would also sit and learn. You know, hayadav shirusam, if I was able to. What could I do? I have to go to work to support these guys. But now that they have the long vacation and they look around and they have a whole bunch of hours and they're free, so they realize the emes is loyminei v'loymiktzasei. It's not true, not even a little bit true. The ko'avim alzos, an honest person is pained by that. By that truth that they realize. That's what I thought, but the emes is, when I'm at work and I'm doing things and I have this project and that project and I think about being able to learn, I have more of a chiyus than actually being able to learn. And when it actually comes to learning, I have someone tells me, you know, a person thinks, oh, if I had time. So then your wife says to you, listen, honey, Sunday morning, you're off. I'm going with the kids. I have to go someplace. I'm going to be gone. I'm not going to be home till 6, 7 o'clock. Enjoy yourself. Do whatever you want. So the guy the whole year is complaining, even Sunday, I don't have time to learn. Even Sunday, I got to go to that parents. I got to go to this. I got to go to this. I got to do that. And I got to go to Home Depot and to all this different stuff. And all these different, you know. And then another wife says, free. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. You have the whole day. Mishnayos, a Gemara, something. Half hour, so look at this, look at the newspaper. If he has computers, so he's also a little bit the computer to look for a Dvar Torah, because there might be bris he has to go to in 3 weeks, or Shavuot Brachos in the month or something. So he starts to look at this, to fiddle with that, and to look at a few different articles that he wanted to listen to. He looks at half an article, reads this. He finds the Mishpacha magazine from Tovshin Samech Tes, and he starts like that. And then and he doesn't notice. Already 4:30, and then his wife comes and he comes back with the kids. How did it go? Oh. So he looks back at the day, Be'emes. Like, whoa, so I had, here was my big day. Nothing. My wife, I was off. Sunday, free day. So what? What did you do? And not only that, but there's a bad feeling that I didn't accomplish today. I didn't accomplish. And if he would have been at work, he would have accomplished. Whatever, he does at work, but he would have accomplished. He would have gotten something done. Didn't accomplish. It's a terrible feeling. Especially if you're an honest person. And you're a sincere person. Achmat toiv lezeichem letvuna. It's much better for a person who has tvuna, who understands. Umevina mekach shenod lahem tafkid boilam. To realize that Hashem is Baruch, for whatever reason, that Hashem is Baruch wants them to be in that place at this time in life. It's so much different than what a lot of the boys are being told nowadays. But that's why it was never an inyan chassidus to be afraid of going to work by the chassidim. There was never an inyan like that. Never. What's nowadays has to do with social pressure from the non-chassidish quarters. But it was never seen in any way as being demeaning, as being that person could be a Talmud Chacham that knows how to learn, and he's out working all day, and he's driving a truck, or whatever it is doing, he's an Elah Chayyid, he makes a living. There was never anything that was seen in any way as being demeaning, or being not, what's your tachlis, how could you be doing such a thing, and how you spend your life. There was never such a thing. At all. Because it's completely against the whole way of the Baal Shem Tov. To think like that. That whole mindset is against the way of the Baal Shem Tov. And I don't know if you ever had any of your children have teachers who didn't really want to be teachers. That's the worst thing. If your kid gets stuck with a teacher who didn't want to be a teacher, who never wanted to be a teacher, but whatever, had to go into that chinuch or seminary, whatever it is, they ended up in something that they don't really feel that they don't want to be in, and they're not happy being there, and they're not being productive, and they become upset, and they're not good at it, and so on. Hashem gives each person certain kaiches, certain talents, certain nitiyas that person can work at and be involved in something with his kaiches, with his nitiyas. Lasos v'tzayin kaina v'tzura. V'nishmosam tzimei alai. The soul of a person is thirsting, is longing to carry out Hashem's will, which is to be in this tafkid in life. And the soul wants that. Last is saying kind of a tzur. The fact that a person imagines that, hey, I would be so much happier if I was doing this, if I would be there, most of the time it's not true. Most of the time it's not true. Sometimes it is. Obviously, there's sometimes a person is in the wrong place and is doing the wrong thing, like that teacher who shouldn't be teaching. But most of the time it's not true. V'shchalef harbe zman beladav. When the person goes a long time, a stretch of time, without being in his tafkid, Chaseim is a chedva. Then he begins to feel a terrible lack of joy. Hamaviel ham es sipuk va'avainim, that quenches or that satiates this hunger. Hanafshi va'aruchni. Hanafshi va'aruchni. You see, some you have these guys that they do like askanim, you know, that they're people that are busy, like you have in Eretz Yisrael, you know, the zaka, these guys for zaka. You know what I'm talking about. They sadikim, they go out and lo aleinu, there's bad things happen, so they go and they. It's not just that the benefit that we have from such people, which is unbelievable, but that they themselves have found themselves. And they have a tafkid, and they feel good about themselves. A lot of these guys were dragging around with nothing. 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 Same thing with you have with Hatzalah, and a person has a gizachiyas that they didn't have. So, Klai Yisrael benefits, and they benefit. And it's not so clear, which is more. It's not so clear. You know, a real Hatzalah person, if there's no call, a person who's not into that, so he doesn't know how could they do that. How could they do that like that? They get called in the middle of a Friday night. How could you live like that? But by them, by those people, it's just the opposite. If they go 2 or 3 weeks without getting a call, they have to run the siren in the bedroom. They put the button on and they pick up their bag and they walk around a few times. You know these people. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. It's a certain mitzvah of a mensch. And I'm not making fun of it. It's a very harsh of a thing. That person has an inyan of Hatzalah Nefashis. It's a big thing. It's a very, very big thing. So we're thinking, how could they get up like that? Finally, he got a little menucha, and he was lying down, and then he gets a call on his thing. That's his whole chiyas. Not that he got what he wants people to be sick, of course, but that's his whole chiyas. That he to do something, to go, and to help people. Before Hatzalah started, which I remember, that's not so old, I don't know how many years it is, but before it started, these people were walking around, Tzibrochen and Shamas. Tzibrochen and Menschen, broken people. They tried to do other things. You know, like they were in school in second grade, that was like the milk monitor, you know what I mean? They tried to do other things. But they weren't fitting into the inyan of the classroom necessarily, or of this or that, and it gives them a chiyas. And they would, and even though, you know, you say that nobody should be sick and they should never be, so then they wish that the no Jew should be sick, but they would still want to do Hatzalah for Goyim. because they need to do that. It's a certain tafkid, and they were created and they were sent into this world to do that. And if they don't do it, they become very broken. And that's not a bedavid. That's a lechachila in the post Gan Eden world that we're in. That's lechachila. Mavsikim eifol habitz vivaisam velachpaitz b'mesha enosh shalhaim. A person who realizes this stops looking everywhere and wishing I could do this or I could be there. I wish, and they begin to be happy in who they are and what they're doing in life, and to do the best they could do, and to have the right kavanas in what they're doing, whatever that job is. That it should bring nachas ruach to other people, and it should be honest and give people pleasure, whatever it might be. And they stop wanting something else. Smeichim loshuv amekaimam. They're happy to go back to work. Umevarachem al kach l'Hashem esbach, and they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein al zeh nemar bal korchach atochai. So it says in the Mishnah. You weren't given a choice to live. Hashem sent you into this world to live. And Hashem has something with you that He's doing. The same way that it wasn't up to you to live, it also wasn't up to you how to live and where to live and what to live. Everything has to do with Hashgacha Pratis of what you have to do in this world. Why are you fighting against this? And why are you constantly thinking of what other people have? And jealous of being what them or having what they have. This is your union in the world. Ka'askon mitzvah. A person, somebody who's asking, is an asking in mitzvah, is Balkishun lepu'ul rabba l'man ha'klal v'aprat. Like I was saying about people you have, for instance, that volunteer to run organizations. You see this by many Elohim that they have a hard job and they work all day, and then they volunteer to be involved with a shul, to be involved in the yeshiva, to be involved in a tzedakah thing, and they don't get anything. I mean, if you say the COVID, mostly they get abused, as we know. It's a COVID, but it's not. I'm talking about, there are some people that are very, very crazy with COVID, but I'm talking about most people are not like that. And they're so tired, they work so hard, and then after everything, they have a Shabbos off, and they're still, and they spend the whole Shabbos doing for a shul or something. It's unbelievable. Or helping a tzedakah organization. Before I came here, I ran over the 5 minutes to go. The Madregas is having a thing. I ran over to say hello. And I look at these people and I say, Ashreichem, you know. It's a very, very happy people. They're trying to build up something for Klal Yisrael, and they put their hearts and soul into it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. People like that. Besides that, it's a mitzvah. And it's a gewaldige thing to help people. Besides that, they're happy. They're doing something, and they're building something, and they're involved in something. So in every community, in every yeshiva, in every shul, there's going to be certain people that their inyan is to have complaints about how come the shul's not like this, how come the chairs are not like that, how come the table's like this, how come the lights are like that, how come anybody that's been in this world, and most of us have been for many years, know 99.9% those are not the people that are helping with anything. Those are the leidigers, the ones that are always with tainus, not the ones that are helping. The ones that are helping are happy people. They're happy people. They're involved. They're doing something. The ones kaseder who have tainus, I'm not talking about once in a while everybody has a problem or something, but I'm talking about the ones who kaseder are bitter and have tainus, are the ones that do nothing. If you remember, I mentioned we had this, it's a little bit funny, but it's a little bit sad, years ago, when we had to run, remember it was pouring on Sukkot, and we had to bring the stuff in from the Sukkot. So I mentioned that we came into Shalosh Shudas, we had to go back downstairs, we had to bring in the chairs and everything, you run into downstairs, because it started to pour. So there were people, I said, that's an interesting thing, there were people that had tiny, it's so crazy. So I said then that it's an interesting thing that there are three types in such a moment. Like, what happens when it starts to rain and you have 150 people sitting in the sukkah, tables, chairs, benches, right? Food, sitting in the sukkah. What happens? So there are going to be three types of people. They're going to be the ones that in a second, automatically, they get up, they start grabbing chairs, grabbing benches, start tables, talk to another guy, come on, grab a table, fold the tables, go. Then there's going to be the other kinds that watch. They watch, in other words, they're like, you know, they supervise. But they have a certain level of involvement. I'm not talking about an old person. I'm talking about a healthy person. A young person, they look a little bit, maybe they take a sitter or something. But they look, most of them are watching. They're telling, watch out for that. Don't knock into the gold. Then you have the third guy that comes into Shalosh Shudas and Shul, and he sits on the table, he sits on the chair, and he says, it's wet. My chair is wet. He didn't help. He didn't even give aitzes. And he comes and he sits down. He has a tiny, how come my chair is wet? Three types. Kiseida. It's always the same people. Always. And then and the ones are going to say, the ones that with the wet chair, they always have a tiny, how come it's not like this? Why isn't it like this? How come no one does it? How come this guy dies? Why is it always? Have this with the Valkyrie. So learn yourself. You know how to learn? You learn. So learn. There aren't enough people to learn. So why don't you get up and learn? You'd rather sit someplace and scream out and complain and then, always. It's the same thing to say that. It's a certain. And the derech klal, those people are the derech klal, not happy people. They're not happy people. Because if they're making all these corrections and have all these tainus in shul, you could bet your bottom dollar that they have the same thing with their wives when they get home. Also, this is not right, that's not good, how come you said this, why do you do that? Same thing. A person's not allowed to have a chiyus from anything that he's doing except learning. Even if he's getting a chiyus out of it, let's say he's not getting a chiyus out of learning, so he's getting a chiyus out of something else. That's not it. That's exactly the point. Yeah. That he's getting a chiyus. With all my son, it's completely permitted, and he's doing everything according to the Torah, and he's living 100% according to mitzvahs. He davens b'tzivah, he's kavei itim, he has learns in the morning, learns a little bit at night, he's an elah chiyid. He has a chiyus. That's what I'm talking about. The guy from Hatzalah has a chiyus. He doesn't have a chiyus necessarily from sitting and learning. He wouldn't have the same chiyus. Therefore what? It's a different inyan that he was created for. When we look at the Shvatim, we look at Klai Yisrael. It's a different inyan. He wasn't created for that inyan. That doesn't mean he wasn't created to go to a shir every day or to have a chavusa, chas v'chalila. But he wasn't created to sit for 10 hours. He tried it. And he said, I tried it. It's not for me. It's not going. So what's the shiur? What's the then they'll tell him, you didn't try hard enough. So I'm 47 years old. I thought I tried already for 35 years. It's not going. It doesn't have to be that long. But it's not working. So what? It doesn't mean he wasn't created to learn. But he wasn't created to sit and learn all day. And it's the opposite. If a person was created to learn and he has the chiyus and he's able to learn, then it's a tragedy if he doesn't. Of course. It goes both ways. That's obvious. Goes both ways. Would have been if Rav Moshe Feinstein would have been doing something else. It would have been and it doesn't have to only be Rav Moshe. If a person is not, as I said before, even a person is not brilliant, but he is a chiyus. This is always a question, is there an inyan? Is there a mitzvah to support somebody who's learning when you think I can learn better than that guy? Why should I support him? He's not particularly good. Or what happens if you have a kollel that's all of Balei Tshuva? And they're trying to just figure out how to read the Gemara. So why should I support them? That's not necessarily true. The person is nimshich to that, and he finds his cherish in that, and he's sincere and he's serious about that, and he uses his time in a valuable way. It's a schus to help a person like that. It doesn't have to do with the kishwainess that this one's so smart and this one's going to write a sefer. This one's not going to write a sefer. Dafka. But he's different. But for sure, chiyus in what a person's doing. As I said before, a person has a chiyus to work on a garden, to fix up nice, or to fix up the house. It's a very chashuv thing. It brings out the simchas achaim. A person does that. And Hashem Tzibach wants us to be that way. He made us with such each person with certain kaiches, certain nitiyas. You have people that they're handy; they could help other people by fixing something. I told you a few weeks ago about this guy. He told me I met him in a chasna that they have this gemach in Brooklyn. It was when we had the big snow, and he has there his mother's an old woman living in the house. And it was, what are you going to get on a Sunday night or Monday, whatever it was? You're going to get somebody to fix the boiler, and it's a sakana for the mother. And there was to have there that you came from Borough Park in the middle of the night. What is he? All day long he works as an electrician or a plumber. All day long, but he gave his number on this thing that if a person needs in the middle of the night, they can call. And you could be sure that he wasn't crying the whole way he was going there. And I told you, the end of my sister, but the guy told me is that the guy insisted on giving the money for the parts. The guy, the balabas, insisted on giving the money for the parts. And then he got a thing from a yeshiva that he got, that the guy gave the money to a yeshiva. He wouldn't take the money. He gave it to the guy to get, and he sent a thing that he got a receipt in his name, the balabas, that the guy sent to the yeshiva. He wouldn't take money for it. And if he wouldn't be able to do that, if that tzaddik wouldn't be able to do that, he wouldn't be the same person. He wouldn't be as happy as he is. Lebedik mentioned, people who are alive. These people are the most alive people in the world. I do that. So if that, you see, so you can say to him, it could be that this guy, I don't know who, he is, could be that this guy wasn't such a mutzlach in yeshiva. He tried. I'm not saying, and he probably learns every day a little bit, and he goes on Shabbos, he has a chavrusa, whatever, but he, But what he's doing is his hatzlacha. So what is it? He's on the floor and he's dirty and he's got a wrench and he's got this and he's that. It's a chiyus that he has from doing that. And he feels good when the machine goes on and the guy's mother is able to be warm. It's not a chiyus. It's a big chiyus a person has. Yeah. This is something that's being taken away from us. We have to be careful in this thing. It's very hard. It was always obvious, but it's becoming less obvious. So you have a guy, Kaskan Mitzvah, Balkishin Lepula Rabba, someone who is an Askan, and he's talented. Lamana Klal, Vaprat, he's able to accomplish things for the Klal, for the community, and for the Prat and for individuals. Shinitzav Pam Barabim, Vahaydal Amis. He got up in public, and he admitted the truth. Bifnei Elish Yeshibchu, he was being honored. You know, like they honor these people that are doing all these big mitzvahs, that these askanim, that they're building yeshivas and building maizes, so they get honored. So somebody gets up in front of the whole place that's honoring him. Bifnei Elish Yeshibchu, had a whole night dedicated to praising him for his mesivus nefesh, that he gave up nights, he gave up weekends to build the yeshiva, right? And they honor him. And the guy gets up at the dinner, and he says, they gave him all kinds of prizes and everything. And he gets up and he says, I appreciate the outpouring of Hakaras HaTov. I appreciate all your appreciation for what I did. But I have to tell you the truth. I need to do this more than you need me to do this. I need to do this. Every single morning he gets up and he feels he has a chiyus doing this. Now another person that doesn't have that chiyus can't believe it. Like, why would you enjoy being on the phone for 10 hours a day calling up to raise money? For another person, that would be the most horrible thing on earth, to have to call up to get money. I mean, there could be nothing more horrible than doing that. And for him, it's his whole chiyus to not to get money from people, but the whole chiyus is to build a yeshiva, to build a maaser. This is whole chiyus, yes. And he's not embarrassed. You see, these people when it comes to they're not embarrassed at all. So I'm not coming to get money from me. I don't care. You don't want to get. It's not for me. I'm collecting for this yeshiva. I'm collecting for this stock. It's not for me. If the person doesn't feel embarrassed, the ones who are not, that's not their inyan, it's very, 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 very hard. They can't do that. They find it almost impossible to do that. And there were some Rosh Hashivas and Tzaddikim that had no choice because the yeshiva was falling apart. And there are many stories about Tzaddikim like that, how every single time, I remember, who was it? The Panavizhirav. I think the Panavizhirav who built, he was a Goyin Olam. The Panavizhirav was a Goyin Olam. And he spent the second half of his life, after he got out of the Holocaust, his whole family got killed, he spent the second half of his life fundraising. Basically, he was fundraising. Wherever he went, he would also say a big shiur alum, this is something, because he was a mamish agayim. And he did it for all those years. He built the whole yeshiva, and he built other yeshivas, and other organizations. And he said, all of the years, he said, every time I come and I ring the doorbell, I hope they're not home. I hope they're not home. That's unbelievable, unbelievable. It wasn't his inyan, and it was hard for him. He did it with Mesiras Nefesh, to build the yeshiva. His inyan was to say shiur. So how did it happen, such a crossover? Okay, that's a different discussion. The Makim Sheinish, no one's doing it. If no one's doing it, you got to do it. Okay. But that wasn't his inyan. And he said, every time he comes to the house, he can you imagine how he felt? But the people that are doing that, because they want to do it, is helping the yeshivas. I've sometimes had conversations with people that they're asking them, and I'd say, you know, you've been doing this for a long time, why don't you maybe give it over to somebody else? No, that's not to let go. Anybody that's ISIG in organizations, no, that's not supposed to. The people that were asking them before, they don't let go of it so fast. They don't let go of it so fast. Sometimes I get very upset. It's not so possible, the transition. From one asking to let go of that ISIG and to give it over to another asking. And even when you tell them, but you're giving somebody else a chance to do a mitzvah. I want it. I'm doing this. They don't let go so fast. Many of them don't let go so fast. It's a chiyus that they have for me. And then if they stop doing it in that yeshiva, or for that shul, or for that organization, then you'll see within that month, they'll be on the board of another yeshiva, another shul. Sometimes they're angry at the one that let them go, so they'll go on another place. They'll become on the board of another place. They can't live without it. Not because of COVID. I'm not talking about COVID freshers. That's something else. That's a sickness. I'm not talking about COVID. Bam is to achius that they have. What am I going to do now? She said, you're retired, enjoy yourself. You don't have to be on the phone 10 hours a day calling up people for money. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy. Sit in the yeshiva. You built the yeshiva. You could sit in the front row. Enjoy. You don't have to call anybody. You could just come into shul, come to yeshiva, daven, learn. No one's going to come to you. You're finished. You're free. They're not happy. You can't live like that. You see these people. They can't live like that. There's no simcha like that. It's mamish my life. It's flowing. It's in the veins, in the arteries. And in the absence of that, the person has no chedvas chayim. This is a basic truth. Hashem Yisbarach made each and every one of us. The second part of the maim is all in kedusha and in avodas Hashem. How the Baal Shem and the Talmid Baal Shem apply this tev of a person in our avodas Hashem. Okay, we'll continue next Monday.